We're told in the gospel this morning that the coming of Christ will come as a crash and a bang. So it did. Wasn't exactly what I intended, but it did. It is hard to believe, but today is the first Sunday of the season of Advent. Christmas is just around the corner. We are only 4 weeks away from the feast of the coming of the Lord. In fact, though, there are really three comings of the Lord that we talk about. And each one, in its own way, is important for us to understand. The word Advent is a Latin word. It is advenio. What it means is the coming. Not he came, but the coming. It has a note of constancy about it. Not, well, you know, he has arrived, but he is arriving. He is near. He is at the door. He's waiting for you. The first coming, of course, is the coming of the Christ child at Christmas. The coming of the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. And he comes as an infant, born in the humble village of Bethlehem. And this is God's coming into history. The first coming of the Lord comes with God coming in meekness and weakness. He comes in the quiet of the night. He is born an innocent and helpless child in need of women and men to take care of him, to watch over him, to feed him, to do all these things for him. Unbelievable. When you come to think of it, Mary and Joseph, a poor, poor carpenter, and a teenage girl are called to raise a child who is God Himself. Then there is the second coming. The second coming of the Lord is more dramatic, as we just read in the gospel this morning. It is Jesus speaking of the end of the world as we know it. It frightens people, but Jesus promises us in the midst of the darkness, on the edges of despair, when it seems that all is lost and the world as we know it has been torn asunder, when there is lightning in the skies and fire is on the earth, Jesus says to us on that day, lift up your heads, for your redemption, your healing, your wholeness is at hand. Jesus will come in a cloud of glory with all the angels. The cloud, of course, is the symbol of the presence of God. He will come to initiate the new world where love finally triumphs over hate, where people turn to one another and embrace one another in joy. For the world that God intended will finally be complete. When the Son of Man comes in glory the second time. And that brings us to the third coming of the Lord. I would suggest it is the puzzling coming of the Lord. This is for us who wait and wonder at what we are supposed to do while we are here on earth. Now we begin to celebrate the coming of the tiny child, And then after Christmas, we put everything back in the boxes, haul them back up to the attic, and hide them away until next year. Are we then supposed to sit around and wonder and worry about what to do? What is the next move? What will happen to us in the meantime? Not to worry. Something has already happened in the meantime. What has happened in the meantime, you ask? That little child of Bethlehem, the helpless little child of Bethlehem, well, he grew up and he has come to give to our lives the meaning and purpose that we ourselves thirst for, long for, hope for. On the eve of his departure, during the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am going away, and you will be sad." He was talking about his crucifixion, his death, and his ascension. "But I will come back again, and I will be with you." He was speaking of his resurrection and the coming, the sending of the Holy Spirit. And the risen Lord is indeed with us. He is our companion on our journey, just as he promised his disciples. "I will be with you. I will be with you all, even to the close of the world." And this third coming of the Lord is his word, his bond, his promise to stay with us here, now, and forever. The Lord has called us to himself. He has said to each and every one of us in our hearts, "Come, follow me." And those who answer yes find the real meaning of Advent and the true joy of Christmas and the surety and the faith to face whatever happens. All of this comes in the knowing of, the loving of, and the following of the Lord Jesus, who leads us through this world and safely home in the next. Thanks be to God, and amen.